Morning, church. I was just thinking while Justin's up here, I'm like, it's a little dangerous to put the microphone in front of a couple preachers when you have a time limit. But anyways, it is definitely my joy and privilege to be here with Living Hope and to bear witness this morning to the Lord that I serve. I'm like really emotional this morning. I don't know why. to give my confession, hopefully I'll be able to keep my emotions down here. Well, I'll start from the beginning. You know, I was born, I'm not going to go through all the details, but I was born in 1987, and when I was born, my parents were not believers, but I think probably when I was like 3 or 4, my parents, they were going to church. My mom grew up Roman Catholic. My dad grew up Protestant. And but my family had like built a church in Itasca, like the building itself. And then you know, we just had a lot of family that went to church there. My uncle was a pastor there, and my dad ended up going to church one day, probably because I was crazy or something. No, but they went there when I was a child, and there my dad was saved, and my mom made a confession of faith. And we went to church. I've been in church my whole life. I can't remember a time not being in church. It was a small church, about 50 people. I always, you know, heard the word preached, and I always believed in God. Never once in my life can I ever think of a time that I didn't believe in God, where I didn't believe that Jesus was Lord, that I didn't believe that, you know, that Christ died. And, like, all these things were always very much a reality to me. But by the time I was 11, it was pretty evident in my life that I wasn't saved. I made some bad friends in junior high, did a lot of stupid things that junior highers do, but that's not an excuse, because it was offenses against the holy God. And by God's grace, he removed those friends, and I was in Boy Scouts. It's such a crazy story. That's how I can say without a doubt that God saved me and had nothing to do with anything that I did. Sitting in the back of a car, driving to a camp, not listening to a sermon, not hearing the word preached, but I've heard it preached many times, and I knew it. Sitting in the back seat, looking at the stars, and the Holy Spirit just overwhelmed me with guilt for my sin. And in that moment, I poured out my heart to God, and I confessed my sin, and he forgave me, and he saved me in that moment. My life has never been the same. I was like 12 years old. Immediately, there was a change in my life. I began to devour the Word of God. I read constantly, prayed every night, and my life totally changed. My parent, I don't know why, but my mom decided that she wanted to homeschool me. We only had a friend down the street who was homeschooled, and for some reason, I mean, no one in our family was ever homeschooled, and my mom, there was 4 of us, and I was the oldest, and I'm in 7th grade, and she pulls us out of school, and we start homeschooling, removes all these friends and horrible influences from my life, and I mean, that saved me in so many ways. And crazy. I wish more people had this experience, but when I was 13, I'm sitting at my desk reading the Word of God, and what I had, the Lord just, the Holy Spirit just made it so clear to me that in that moment, I was sitting there reading the Word of God, that God had called me to be a pastor, and that he was calling me into ministry. I was 13. I don't even know. I didn't know any pastors. Like, all I knew was my pastor at church. Like, this doesn't make any sense. But, and honestly, my life has always moved in that direction since then. No, there's been a lot of detours. So I remember when I was, you know, that I started, you know, I told my dad that, and he was like, you sure you want to do that? You know, it's going to be a rough life. And I'm like, no, I know this is what God wants of me. And, I remember talking to my pastor, and he said, you know, you should really look into Moody Bible Institute. And I was like, you know, like 13 at the time, and then like when I was 16, especially more, we were talking about it. But when I graduated high school, I decided to work for a little while, which was actually a good thing, because a lot of crazy things happened in my life. My family fell apart. My mom left my dad, and it was crazy. It was a crazy time because it was something that was always said in our house that divorce was a no-no, that it would never happen. But it happened. And my mom apostatized, and she walked away from the Lord. And my dad, he loves the Lord. He walks with the Lord. He did everything he could to make things right, but it just wouldn't be. So I went through a rough spot in my life. I became very materialistic. Spent a lot of money. Made a lot of money, spent a lot of money. I would probably be paid for college completely if I didn't. But before all that happened, though, God brought a blessing with this man here. Justin Rowe, it was a divine appointment. We started work on the same exact day, at the same job. It's crazy. And we became best friends. And he was with me along the way. Gave me a safe place when I was going through rough times. And then he met Amber, and they married. And through their friendship and their influence, the Lord really used them in my life to bring me back to serving him. And immediately, I knew what I needed to do was I needed to go to Booty. Like, this is what the Lord called me to do. It's like the same thing when I was 13. Like, this is what you need to do. It's like, you need to go to Moody Bible Institute. So I'm like, okay. I mean, I didn't hear a voice from heaven. I knew by the testimony of the Holy Spirit that this is what you need to do, Mike. And I applied, and I didn't get in. And I applied, and then I was on a wait list. So then I went to COD for a little while, and then I applied, and I got in. So we went through this process, and now I've been there for, just finished my third year, and I'm very thankful for that. It's been a major blessing. I really love that school, and it's changed my life in many ways. And even coming here has been the Lord's hand. I found this church on a website. I never even seen it before, so it's just, the Lord brought me here, and I'm so thankful for this place and for the Lord's work here. And for like times like this morning, this is not common anymore, where we bear witness to one another and we confess what the Lord has done. This is special. This is very special. So, with that said, one thing I have become very passionate about as of late is about confession, and that what the Lord does in our life and the things that we learn, all these things, is so that we can make confession to others and say, this is the God that I serve, as Justin said. So this morning, church, this is my confession. That before the foundations of the earth, before I was even a thought in my parents' mind, God chose me before I did anything, good or bad. Me, a lowly sinner, the least of these, one who has transgressed against the holy God so many times. And I confess that God, in his mercy, sent his Son, who became flesh for us, who lived the life I couldn't live, that you couldn't live, that we didn't live, who obeyed perfectly the law, and who obeyed his Father in every way, who was without sin. And this very God died on a cross. Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. And his blood is atoned for our sins, for his church. And he rose again on the third day, conquering sin and death. And he bore witness to his resurrection to the apostles, who bore witness about him. And then he ascended to the right hand of the Father, where now he intercedes for me, and he intercedes for you, and he intercedes for all of us in the church. And who we eagerly, oh, so eagerly await for his return. Oh, church, let us wait as we work, because we are in the already, but not yet. It is here. We are working. And we are bearing witness till he returns. But oh, I hope he returns. I hope he returns right now. But in his mercy, he's still waiting. So let us keep bearing witness. Let us keep confessing so that our God might be glorified and that we might lay our crowns before his throne in the end. This is my confession, and I love you all.